there tonight at 6 p.m. at the Justice Center, which is at Southwest 3rd and Madison in downtown Portland. Coming up next, it is Between the Covers.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Shadows of Liberty Screening and Media Reform Action Tour, Friday, December 12th at 7 p.m. at the Oregon Labor Center in Portland. The documentary film Shadows of Liberty reveal insider accounts of a broken media system with renowned journalists, activists, and academics, including Amy Goodman, Danny Glover, Julian Assange, Norman Solomon, Chris Hedges, and more. This film champions the idea of an independent media where truth and integrity are the norm, not the exception. Again, that's the Shadows of Liberty Screening and Media Reform Action Tour, Friday, December 12th, 7 p.m. at the Oregon Labor Center, 3645 Southeast 32nd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hey, welcome to Between the Covers. I'm Lisa Loving, and we're live in the studio with author Molly Gloss. Her newest book is Falling from Horses. Molly, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
It's a real pleasure. I love your writing. I just love your books. I'm going to stop doing that now, okay?
It's okay. I'm not tired of hearing it.
I also wanted to wish you a special, I think, happy birthday. I think you had a beautiful birthday recently.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Listeners, I want to say at the very beginning that this is our Happy Mini Baby membership drive, and we do have a copy of Falling from Horses, a signed copy for you for a beautiful membership contribution. And we're going to tell you how to get that in a few minutes. So in Falling from Horses, it's 1938. And a teenaged cowpoke from Oregon named Bud Frazier climbs onto a bus for Los Angeles, bound for a new career in Western films. And he meets another, I think she's a teenager on that bus, with a similar dream, Lily Shaw. She's an aspiring screenwriter, right? The book continues part of the story started in The Hearts of Horses, I think, which follows the story of Bud's mom, Martha, wild horse tamer in rural Oregon during World War I?
The Hearts of Horses, yes, was World War I.
So we've actually, I feel as though a number of your books are, they're sort of like the epic history of our region. But Molly and I were talking a little bit before this show started. We were talking about these issues around police accountability. And I just wanted to ask you, Molly, you often write about cowboys, but we were just talking about how the ethos of cowboys impacts our modern life today in the form of law enforcement. And can you talk about that? Is it awkward to just jump in here?
Well, I can.
What is it about cowboys?
I can try. I mean, I see the cowboy mythology, the cowboy ethos, just about every day in the newspaper, and in particular in these last few days to do with police brutality or I think that that there is a cowboy mentality underlying most police, their whole
culture.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for that word. I think that, you know, in the cowboy mythology, you know, they live by the code of the West. If your hat is knocked off your head, you fight or you're a coward. Violence is the answer, no matter how complicated the problem. The cowboy hero always solves it with violence, either with his fists or with his guns. There is no complicated problem that cannot be solved except by violence. That's the cowboy story. And I think that story has shaped American culture. It has shaped our politics, and it certainly shapes the police culture in this country.
We're here with Molly Gloss. We're talking about her newest book is Falling from Horses, and I want to say that it's a historical fiction book. Molly, your fiction so often reads like memoir. I am one of those many people who is reading your books, and I'm that person. I'm in that person's skin.
Oh,
that's one
you.
Of the things I love about it. So we just talked about this whole what is our relationship with cowboy, and we're talking about your character Bud. Right. In this book, you know, if we could say, like, we're not sure if we like cowboys all the time, you know, they're sort of brash. I don't know if I even want to pick up a book about cowboys. There's more to it than that. And I feel as if Bud Frazier is a character who he's voyaging through that. He sees it not kind of as a cowboy per se. He's critical of that. Am I imagining it?
No, but I guess what I would say is that in all my work, I'm trying to push back a little bit against that cowboy mythology, the heroic cowboy mythology, so that I'm offering another way of thinking about how you can be a cowboy, and it doesn't have to be as bloody and lonesome as it is in the cowboy movies. So in this case, in the Falling from Horses, what we see it is real ranch life, the life that Bud grew up in. We see the violence, the danger, the risk, and as well as the dignity and the joy that's part of real ranching life, sort of highlighted against the phony violence, the concocted danger and risk of cowboy movies. So those two things are set against each other in Falling from Horses.
And I think that part of the real issue for me in this book is how horses are treated. Horses in movies, how they and also the stunt riders in a way.
The boys and men who rode those horses were treated almost as badly as the horses themselves.
Yeah. And I actually read a really interesting review of this book in which the I think it was in the Washington Post, and the very first line was, "No animals were harmed in the making of this movie." And it's like the point they were making was that this is sort of the backstory. These Wild West stories are the backstory of who we are now and how we got here, but we don't even always remember those stories.
Uh-huh. Well, the logo, "No animals were harmed in the making of this film," it is a fairly recent development in filmmaking, and really it's come out of the Hollywood culture itself, because they were worried about a law being passed that would prevent them from, or it would control what they could do with animals. So instead, it became an internal change where they pretty much blackballed any filmmaker who harmed animals, and they partnered with the American Humane Society to use that logo.
It's interesting about the Humane Society, Oregon Humane Society, Humane Society of Oregon. A lot of people forget the real roots of the Humane Societies, and the original ones that were started in the 19th century, they were for children and animals. They were, and that's how the Oregon Humane Society started. It was a very young man about 100 years ago, and he was trying to draw attention to the ways children's were, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
Child labor,
mm-hmm. The workhouse.
Yeah.
I have so many questions. I wish I could talk to you all day about your work, basically writing about the West, the American West. It's one of the things that you're most known for, although you take leaps sideways in weaving other wonderful writing genres like science fiction, which I adore that too. Mm-hmm. But again, always that sense of, I don't know why, it strikes me, and I feel sometimes when I'm reading some of these characters that it is a memoir too. Like I have to stop and say, well, this person isn't real. You know what I mean?
Well, I think in particular, Falling from Horses leads people to think that. I've had some people say to me that they had to look twice to make sure that in fact it was a novel and not a memoir. But that's partly because it's mostly told by Bud directly to us, the reader, from his old age, looking back as a recollection from the year when he was 19 years old and went to Hollywood. So it does have that voice, that memoir voice. That's the conceit of the book, really, is that it is Bud's memoir of his year in Hollywood.
That's right, his year in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. The cowboy's journey. You know, it's kind of interesting to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to ask a different kind of question in a few minutes. I would like to take this opportunity to go to the Palace of Pledge and give our listeners, you guys, you need to get a copy of this book. It is amazing. And it's holiday season. Allow me to suggest you can get a copy of this book and then re-gift it to your mother.
Yep.
Shh. So how do they get a copy of the book?
It is so easy to do, Lisa. You dial 877-500-5266. It's going to be an offered autographed copy too, folks. So
that's right.
Remember that. And for a $60 minimum pledge, you can, that's $5 a month, folks, you too can get your own, very own copy of Falling from Horses by Molly Gloss. absolutely yours to keep, and the good feeling of being a member of KBOO. It's a win-win situation. It's a, you know, do 120 and get a couple of them, one for yourself, one for a family member. It's a great opportunity right here, right now, until 11:30. Actually past that, but right now we have a goal of $250, a nice modest little goal for this particular segment of the membership drive. Easy peasy. It's easy and it's peasy. You just have to pick up that phone, folks, and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Couldn't be easier. Or go online at kboo.fm. Eh, Will?
That's true. That's true. And also the way I started my joyous relationship with KBOO is by walking in the front door. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. We have the lovely receptionist Che on the desk, and we have coffee available. You can come in, get a tour of the station, come back here to Membership Central and meet all the wonderful folks who are making this happen, and be part of KBOO. But if you don't have time for that, if you've got a busy morning going, then please just grab the phone, dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. We have volunteers here waiting eagerly for your call so you can pledge your support for this terrific radio station and this fascinating program with Lisa Loving and this lovely author lady talking about
that's
her
Molly
book.
Gloss.
That's who?
Molly Gloss.
Well, aren't we lucky?
And she, this is a thing we have here. We have a program between the covers that Lisa is hosting this in this particular segment. And people read the whole book. We have an entire half hour to actually get some in-depth discussion with the author. I have picked up many a book because I listened to the show and went, yep, oh, that is really fabulous. So it's a whole half hour. It's not a little soundbite of 30 seconds or even a 3-minute soundbite. It's a whole half hour. And folks and our hosts all read the book. Yep. So dial 877-500-5266. Ask interesting questions, in-depth questions of the author. 877-500-5266, and you can get your very own copy or get a copy for a friend as well, yep, for a $60 minimum donation. And if you want to do 120, you can get two of them. It'll be really fun. And it'll be fun. It's a great way to go into this, whatever the name of this season is you want to call it. 877.
Christmas time.
What are you?
I love Christmas.
Okay. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And now back to the lovely Lisa Loving. Lisa.
Thank you so much. And I also want to just take one moment to say that I like to suggest that people make 1 hour's wage per month their pledge. So if you're making minimum wage, go for it. I mean, you just can't do more with your money than invested in this radio station and the wonderful people from our own community that we bring in here. And thanks to all the people who are calling 877-500-5266. And we are so lucky today to be live in the studio with Molly Gloss. And Gloss, I almost said Gloth too. I'm not sure what that was about. The Jump Off Creek is just one of my favorite books in the whole wide world.
Oh, well, I love books like that.
You know, and The Jump Off Creek is basically the story of a woman, basically kind of, I don't want to say living in the wilderness, but living in the wild, in the frontier with her, in a small community and the difficulties that they have to live through. It reminds me of My Side of the Mountain, another book I loved when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. The Island of the Blue Dolphins, right? Mm-hmm. The girl that lived on the island for a year. I love books like that. And you know, one of the things that strikes me about it, Molly, is that I guess I'm a Westerner. I've always lived on the West Coast, but sometimes I wonder, you know, what's the fate of our region? I know a lot of people are going to be interviewing you about your books and they're going to talk about the plot and stuff, but I'm so interested in what motivates you and what's behind the books and the plots to hear what you're thinking and what you're trying to put out. What, as someone who writes so much about the West, you're a Portland State University writing professor that specializes in writing the West.
No, that isn't quite true.
Okay.
I taught a few times at Portland State, taught literature of the American West there as an adjunct, but
there
I've never
go.
Been a professor there.
Okay. Well, you should be.
Well, I think the literature of the American West should be taught in every university in this country. It should be a required class.
What does it mean? What is it about? Why?
Well, because I think that falling from horses is, in some ways, the end point that I've been reaching for in all my work. I think all my work, I'm exploring the ways in which the cowboy mythology has shaped American culture and American politics and American beliefs. And this book, because it finally gets to the movies, is the ultimate grappling with that question, because the movies is where we've derived most of our sense of what a cowboy hero is. And if you're all thinking at this moment, oh, but the cowboy movies are defunct, and you know, you haven't seen a horse on the screen in years, I would just tell you that the cowboy hero has simply gone downtown and into outer space, that the Terminator is nothing but an android Shane who is protecting the mother and her daughter from the younger, stronger gunman from out of town. I think that what you see in movies like Die Hard and Lethal Weapon are cowboy heroes behaving the way cowboy heroes have always behaved.
What about the horses? What do horses mean? It means something.
Well, it has to do with the treatment of horses in those cowboy movies is part of our sense of the other, of not valuing the creature who is not us, separating us humans from the animals. It's saying we are not animals. Well, we are. And the treatment of animals in a way is like hand waving to cause us to not notice what is happening to the people in the film, because the cowboy is also being wounded often. He's
lonely, like you
lonely.
Said.
He's a lonely guy. He's
misunderstood,
bloodied, and he's choosing loneliness in many ways. He's choosing it. He's a wanderer. He has no family history. We don't know anything about his parents, he doesn't have siblings. He doesn't have a wife or a child. He's always alone, and he's choosing the wandering freedom over the comfort and responsibility of community and family.
Mm. And so some of my favorite work that you've done is that you sort of take that and then you put women in it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's missing from the cowboy mythology.
It's a mythology.
Yes, it is a mythology. And what's missing from it is community and women. You know, the real history of our West, the real history is all about community and women. If you think at all about the large historic movements in this country, the covered wagon journey, the Lewis and Clark expedition, John Wesley Powell's exploration of the Colorado River, the trail drives up from Texas, the Mormons in their hand with their hand carts, all of these are large communities of people. The history of our West is not a history of the lone gunslinger wandering around the West.
We are live in the studio with Molly Gloss. We're talking about her newest book, Falling from Horses. We've got some signed copies that you could make a contribution to this radio station and get some copies of that book. We're going to go back to the Palace of Pledge in a few minutes. Don't get excited now. Don't get excited. Go ahead and get excited. I'm excited. Molly, here's another thing that strikes me. Some of the most compelling characters that you've written about are 19. They're teenagers, mm-hmm. right? Why? Is that a magic age? Why?
I think it's an age that's still pliable. And so Martha, who's 19 in The Hearts of Horses, and her son Bud, who's 19 in Falling from Horses, these are characters who are open to change, who are open to a new understanding of how to be in the West, how to live in the West. Martha, in particular, was smitten by the cowboy heroes of the novels she had read as a kid, and wanted to dress like that, and wanted to wander the West alone like they did in the novel she loved. But she doesn't do that. She falls in love, as a matter of fact, and sticks around, doesn't wander. And I think the fact that she's young allows her to make that change.
And these young people that you're writing about actually have amazing talents and qualities. And sometimes when we're thinking about teenagers, sometimes when we're thinking about young people, we do not give them the credit for having their own wisdom and their own vision for what should be happening in the world. And guess what? Now it's time. And hey, wait, don't turn my mic off now. Don't you turn my mic off now. I get to brag a little. My name is Lisa Loving. I've been volunteering at KBOO Community Radio since 1990. I'm here in the room with one of my idols. I know. I'm not going to make you blush or something like that. But I just need people to make those phones ring. 877-500-5266. Get a copy of this book. $60 minimum pledge. KBOO really is about following your bliss. And if you're listening to me right now, you know that. And when you invest in this radio station, you make a contribution in positivity. It makes your own community healthier. We love it when you come in person to 20 Southeast 8th Street in Portland. That's where we are. We've got a door. You can come right in. Do it. Bring your wallet. Put some money on the table. You know this is unique, and you know we need you, and your money goes farther here than anywhere else. And Lynn and Will, you tell them. Tell
them. It's true. It's true.
Thank you.
Everything Lisa said is true, and this is the time to call so you don't have to miss one second of this riveting, fascinating interview. I can't wait to read this book now. Falling from Horses by Molly Glosson. You can get an autographed copy if you call 877-500-5266 and plop down $60. It can be $5 a month throughout
That's
the
affordable.
Year. Absolutely affordable. You can do that now. Lisa loves to talk about doing a 1 hour of what you make a month to be your pledge, to be your pledge of support to KBOO. I think that's fair, reasonable,
and completely.
Well, she got it from Lisa.
Okay.
And that is a fair, equitable, reasonable thing to do. And you are fair, equitable, reasonable people. And you will be calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Do this now. It is time. You can do it now. Get it all done. And then you can listen to the rest of this incredibly fascinating interview. I love the whole, they're talking about... Film is our mythology, and so of course the cowboy is part of that. That is, it is like huge, huge, huge. It could be some of the problems that we're having right now, the cowboy mythology. 877-500-5266. Lisa and Molly are going to be talking about this and going more on about what exactly this all means. It is a riveting interview. I'm having fun with it, but you got to call now so you don't miss any of it. 877-500-5266. Get yourself a copy of this, re-gift it, or get two copies and keep one for yourself and then send one out as a gift for this funny little gift-giving season. Falling from Horses by Molly Gloss for a $60 minimum donation. 877-500-5266. Will?
That is absolutely true. And everybody who volunteers here started off by walking in through the front door. And I recommend you do the same thing. Come in, bring in your check or some money in any form, and pledge your support to KBOO. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. We're very easy to find. There's a mural outside just off Burnside. And it's a great facility. Small, humble, and we, as Lisa pointed out, we make the money stretch as far as we can. This is a frugal place. We do not waste money on silly things like, you know, ice sculptures or anything like that.
We'd have no hot tub for the staff.
No, this is just a grind, hard work for the right reasons. And we love KBOO, and I know you do too. That's why you're listening, and that's why you're going to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266, or you can also, of course, do it online. It's very easy and very secure to do it online by looking us up at kboo.fm, and then it's fairly self-explanatory once you've opened it up. There's an icon where you can just click on that.
Donate now, it'll say, which is what you can do. Donate now. 877-500-5266. 83% of what we make is directly from you, the individuals, the listener. That is you.
Yep.
You who are listening right now.
You're the community.
You are it. 877-500-5266. We depend upon you. You depend upon you to keep this amazing radio station going, where we interview authors for an entire half an hour, so you can actually, because we like literature. We have a show that's actually about literature. It's called Between the Covers, and this is it. And you are listening right now to Lisa Loving interviewing Molly Gloss about her book, Falling from Horses.
I get to jump. The thing about Molly Gloss's books is that when you pick up your copy of Falling from Horses, you can get it by giving us a call, 877-500-5266. She makes you slow down. You enter into just a different world, and it's dusty, and there's no computers, and there's horses and dogs, and you've got dirt on your clothes, and you can smell mud. And I just can't say enough about why that's important right now. You know what I'm saying? And Molly's got kind of quite a few books out there. She's got several books out there. This book, I mean, it like she's saying, she's been writing these books that come across like a sweep of the Western history. I'm going to say white people in the West history, kind of. I don't mean to be awkward about it.
No, that's absolutely true.
And so with this book, it like as she was just saying, it comes all the way to the invention of films, or the film industry. And it makes, when I read this book, it makes me realize in part who I am and why I'm here in the state of Oregon, or even the gorgeous state of Washington. It's a gorgeous state. This is a unique place, and you know how much we love it. KBOO has actually shaped the history of this region 45 years. We celebrated 45 years last year, and that's not a casual thing. So 877-500-5266. You give us something, we give you something. Everybody goes away happy. It's the kind of investment that does not make Wall Street rich. Is that okay with you guys? And also, I mean, and let's bring it back to the interview. I'm going to give 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Get a copy of this book. That's a $5 monthly pledge. That's like less than a half rack of PBR. Were we talking about Cowboys? And also, you can come in person. The other thing is that you can make a contribution on KBOO.FM. So I'm just going to cut loose the Palace of Pledge. You guys rock. I want to thank everyone who's called so far. And Molly, back to you. You know, one of the things we were talking about, the wisdom of teenagers, and I feel as if that's a thing in your book. Am I imagining it?
Probably.
Okay. It's just that
I had a reason for making each of them, those two characters, 19. But characters in my other novels are quite a bit older.
Yeah. And the Jump Off Creek, too.
And Wildlife as well. And yeah. Although there is a 19-year-old in The Dazzle of Day. So
yeah,
I must have some sort of ulterior thing going on in my subconscious or something.
Let me ask you this. You know, why this focus for your career? I think it's famous that Ursula K. Le Guin maybe was your first big writing teacher.
Maybe the only one, really.
The only one. Mm-hmm. Ursula K. Le Guin, who like creates worlds out of thin air. And most people wouldn't think, Ursula K. Le Guin, ooh, I'm going to write Westerns. How did you come to this place with your career? How did it happen?
Well, I think it was a confluence of a lot of things that happened when I was young. I grew up in the city in Portland as a little kid, living just 3 blocks from the Baghdad Theater and 3 blocks from the Avalon Theater, both of which had movies, you know, matinee movies on Saturdays for kids. And of course, the movie theaters got the cheapest films they could get for those Saturday matinees. So I saw an awful lot of 1930s and 1940s cowboy movies when I was growing up. And then when I was about 12 or so, we moved out of the city. We moved out to the country, and I wasn't going to the movies anymore. But about that same time is when I started reading cowboy novels, which is a long library story I won't tell now. But I did start reading cowboy novels. And around that very same time is when we started making these long family trips to Texas, because my dad was Texan. And we didn't go every year, but we went several times in my childhood back to Texas to see his family members. And those long, long car trips, I was sitting in the back seat of the car reading my cowboy novels as we were driving across the landscape of the novels themselves. So I think those three things, the movies and the novels and the long drives, sort of imprinted on me in a way and have focused my attention on the West, and is probably the reason I write what it is I write.
Sometimes I think the whole world now has a sense of what is the West. We only have a few minutes, and we're making way for our fabulous pals with Black Book Talk. What's the most important thing that you think book lovers should be doing right now? Book lovers. I just throw that out at you?
What should they be doing? They
yeah.
should be buying books from independent booksellers. That's what they should be doing. It is the independent bookstores that have made my books successful. It's not Amazon.com. It's Broadway Books. It's Annie Bloom's. It's Powell's. And those booksellers who hand sell the books when people come in the door and say, what's good to read?
All right. You know what? I think we're out of show. So I'm going to have to leave it there. And I want to say, this has been Between the Covers. I'm Lisa Loving. Molly Gloss, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Lisa.
Go, you know, people, I need you to get a copy of Falling from Horses and remember what life was like before we all looked at our palms all the time, all day. So thanks a lot. And stay tuned for Black Book Talk.
KBOO at the Clinton, a monthly film screening at the Clinton Street Theater, is proud to show Five Broken Cameras on Thursday, December 11th at 7 p.m. The first ever Palestinian film to be nominated for Best Documentary Feature, Five Broken Cameras is a deeply personal first-hand account of life and nonviolent resistance in a West Bank village surrounded by Israeli settlements. Shot by Palestinian farmer Ahmad Burnat, who brought his first camera in 2005 to record the birth of his youngest son, the film is structured in chapters around the destruction of each one of Burnat's cameras. Again, that's Five Broken Cameras, Thursday, December 11th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can.